always happy to play with.
You've been praying, haven't you?
All I know is it's 10 o'clock on Tuesday and it's time for a tempest. A little handy dandy testing.
Oh my. How exciting.
I know you paid for it.
Front and back side, so. Well, if you're in the ballpark, if you're within the city limits, it'll be okay. But if it takes the world's wildest imagination to see that that's the word you meant, well, we might have to rethink our mercy. Front and back side, so. If you're within the city limits, it'll be okay. But if it takes the world's wildest imagination to see that that's the word you meant, well, we might have to rethink our mercy. Thank you.
I
I
I
to miss me?
Uh-huh.
I went to prayer room and did pray for y'all.
Yeah, really appreciate it.
Are we almost all done? Or do you need more time, Scott? You can move like. Take a few more minutes. Question number one. specific name of the Greek of the New Testament is koine. K-O-I-N-E. And it's a long E. Koine. Attached to many nouns and verbs in Greek, we find prepositions. When attached, compound words are formed, which now impart important emphasis.
On that first question, I think my eyes put it together wrongly because I thought it said, what is the specific name of the Greek New Testament, and therefore I put good love.
Well, that's a good answer. Or a completely different question. Good that you knew that, though. For all the good time that you'll need that information. Oh, well. You test, they can always be doing what you know. I just don't know what to say. Other than it's wrong. That's all I really know of. Number three. The two Greek words translated crown in the New Testament, and for the first two blanks, the order makes no difference. Diadema and Stephanos. Diadema, Stephanos. One of these words, Stephanos, means victor's wreath. The other, diadema, is the symbol of the power to rule. So the first two blanks, the order doesn't make any difference, but the next two blanks, the order is very significant. So, Stephanos is victor's wreath, diadema is the symbol of the power to rule. Number four, the base idea of the Greek word misthos is that if you agree to work for a wage, you will receive that wage. Misthos. Well, if it's close, if you know that that's what it is.
Yeah.
I'm not. Now, if it's got three or four A's and two or three B's and C's in it, well, then it's going to be pretty hard. Yeah, you better not mark his wrong. Don't mark yours wrong.
I knew I got it wrong.
Well, that's a good heart, Bob, though. And imagine, Panagoras, letter C, solemn assembly. Synagogue, letter D, any gathering. Ecclesia, called out ones, letter A. Kaleo, letter F, call. Ariosios, letter B, circle and dot. So C, D, A, F, B. Number two, Diabolos, letter F, cast through. Hupomone, letter D, patience. Erythea, letter A, what do I get? Meno, letter C, dwell, remain. N is letter B, locative of sphere. Question number three. Soon is letter F, together with.
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
So locative of sphere, I got it right, but someone said I
yes.
Moved out. But I, does that also mean into? It means into? In?
No, it just means in.
In, locative of sphere.
In. Well, right. The idea of locatives of sphere is that this is the sphere, this is the realm, and it's in it, and that's what it means. Yeah, that's the idea. Number three, soon was F together with, and then ek is letter C, out of. Peri is letter E, around. Epi is letter A, upon. Dia is letter B, through. Number four. Okay, it's F, C, E, A, B. Okay. Number four, Xenos is letter F, alien. Paroikos is letter A, dwelling near. Hagios is letter E, holy ones. Oikios is letter C, one's house. And Arzano is letter B, groweth to increase. Yes?
On that one's house, did you mean that to be the members of the household?
Well,
because oikos, the other bit, oikeos, and then oikos means the house. And so I chose fellow countrymen as being the ones together with because of the difference between that.
But I don't think there's that much difference. The only one that really fits is one's house. Fellow countrymen is not the
right.
It's not the proper meaning for oikos.
Right.
Only one.
But you meant house like the people in it, because in oikos means those dwelling in the house.
Mm-hmm.
Not the house.
Well, one's house, it's the people that are in the house. It is the house. The house is built for something. It's to be the dwelling place of the people. That's a real good explanation. Thanks. Number five. I'm glad the way that I can just satisfy the students with all the questions. And they always see it my way, no problem. Maybe it should be written a better way. I don't know for sure, but all we can do with it. Number five, macrothumia is letter E, long temper. Sarcos is letter C, depraved nature. Catartizo is letter A, mending. Eleutheria is letter G, freedom from restraint. Zugos is letter B, tied to bondage. And Ekalepho is letter D, wipe away. E, C, A, G, B, D. Let's see. I will correct question one and question two. Question three, for the short answer, the full meaning of one of the Greek words studied is to riddle one with accusations. What Greek word is this? Diabolos. And I'll correct number four. Number five, hupomone is invariably translated by one word in the King James. What word is used? Patience. Pardon? It's not the word that's used. Patience. Macrothumia is long suffering. Question number seven. The arrow bone is a specific object in the New Testament. Name this object. It is what the word is used in reference to. It's the Holy Spirit, or the Spirit of God, Spirit. Yeah. And I'll correct the rest so that we don't have any sort of riot or. So just make it, if you'd put at the bottom, on the front page, in the bottom left corner, if on the front page, in the bottom left corner, you put the minus number there, that would be great. And then on the back page, if you'd make it clear the ones that are wrong, that would help also. Just do what I said. X out everything else.
Total number on the right corner.
No. I don't want any total number anywhere. I just want the total number wrong for the front page in the bottom left corner of the front page. And on the back page, I just want to be able to see clearly what things are wrong. Don't add anything up on the back page. Because that would just, I can be easily confused. And, yeah.
Patient.
It was very patient. Fine. Sure. I don't want everybody to write me mean notes. Okay, and you can hand them in. We will not do anything more today. We will just dismiss early. All the strain of the test. Almost 10 noon. Use these words in your daily conversation. And they're sure to impress people on the job, people in the dorm.
Have a good day.
Well,
Hopefully you'll go home and go to bed.
I will.
Is that a contagious thing?
By direct contact.
Oh, direct contact. Oh,
yeah. You just got the water fountain.
I'm going to make sure that I don't follow him around.
They say that it's a lot more dangerous to have your babies in a hospital than to have them at home. You get all sorts of staph infection. Doctors don't like to talk about that, though, because it's not paying as much money as
really.